Okay, Daf Lamed Aleph, we're starting from Lamed Omid Beis at the Gemara right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Ezi Aveda, Motza Chamor Par Roim Baderech, Ein Zu Aveda, Chamor Vekel Vafuchen, Par Ratza Ben Akramim, Harei Zu Aveda. So it says the Gemara, Oti Kol Hani Darminan Lav Aveda. It sounds like the Mishnah is telling you something new of what is an Aveda. We've had plenty of Mishnahs now that have discussed exactly what an Aveda is. So, things that you find, Yish, etc. Amar Yehuda Hachikamar. No, this is what the Mishnah is coming to teach me. Ezi Klal Aveda. What is the Stam Aveda that you can tell that it was lost and not put there on purpose? Shuchayev Ba. So, Matzah Chamor, Par Royim Baderech, Ein Zu Aveda. That's not Aveda because the animal is just put there to graze on the side of the road. The owner knows it's there. It's not lost at all. And therefore, as we said, by something that's totally mishtamer like that, that the owner put it down on purpose, you're supposed to leave it. If the chamor looks like it's disheveled, that the kelim are hanging off of it, or if you have a par that's running, A, the fact that it's running looks like it wasn't put there on purpose, and B, the fact that it's in a krumim where it can get injured from running between the krumim doesn't look like it was put there on purpose, it looks like it was lost. So then I raise you avedu mechayevba. Says the Gemara Li'ilam, if you see a animal wandering in a field, and you see it there forever, it's there for weeks on end, that means that the owner put it there on purpose. Generally speaking, you put the animals out to graze, you bring them home at night. So the chayra, if you see an animal during the day, memela, but if you see an animal wandering there forever, the Mishnah doesn't seem to put any restrictions on it. If you see an animal wandering on the side of the road, and it's not running, and it's grazing, so you could just leave it there forever? Some of you, the Merav, no, ad shal shayamim, for 3 days. Says the Merhechidami, what is the Zinyan of 3 days? Ibele Lusa, if you see the animal walking around at night, if you're called a Shatanami. So people don't put their animals out to graze at night. If the animal's walking around at night, that clearly indicates that it's lost and you should return it right away, even if it's walking on the side of the road. And that's not debatable. If you see an animal grazing today, you see it grazing tomorrow, you see it grazing the third day, fourth day, fifth day, tenth day, animal grazes during the day. Why would that be an indication? Because it's there for more than 3 days. That it's an aveda. You see it there early in the morning. Rashi says b'fnei alois hashachar. So it's not there at 2 o'clock in the morning, but it's there right before alois. You know, 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is, and you see it there at night after shkia as well. So that's unusual. So tlasin yumamrinu shemisramilo. For a couple days, 2-3 days. So then it could be that the owner's taka got it out early in the morning, picked it up late at night, so it could happen for a few days. Vinafka, tvei vadi aveidim. If it's more than 3 days, that's already suspicious. Why is this animal out so early in the morning and staying out so late at night? If it's more than 3 days, you see it like that, then we assume it is taka aveida. If it is taka aveida, you should return it, take it, and return it to the owner. So matanya nami yachi, we see in a brisa also, like review, to explain that it's an inyan of 3 days, because the brisa says, Motza talus v'kardim, if you have a beggar or kardim, an axe of some sort, barastia, and some sort of derech shesarabim, or para rovitz ben akramim, if you see a cow running between the akramim, which we said, A, it's running, and B, it's in a akramim, it can get hurt. So, anything walking like that in shesarabim is an aveda, or you put a kli in the middle of shesarabim, that's an aveda, you should pick it up and try to return it to the owner. But talus b'tzad gader, if you find a beged hanging on a hook on the side of a fence, or kardum b'tzad gader, again, you see someone put an axe neatly on the side of a fence, or upar raya ben akramim, or if you see a par that was just grazing, wasn't running around. So ein zu aveda, that's not aveda, as Taisa explained earlier, Taisa says over here, because this is talking about it's a makam mishtamer. If it's a makam mishtamer legamri, then you're better off leaving the axe there, the owner will come back. We said earlier, if it's a makam that's not so mishtamer, then if it has a simen, you should take it, because you can return it to the owner. If it doesn't have a simen, you should leave it there. But here, l'chayra, Taisa is talking about a place that's mishtamer legamri. If it's a mishtamer legamri, leave it there. But you see, it says ein zu aveda, and then the brisa continues, gimel yamim zachar zeh harei zu aveda. But if you see the animal there for 3 days, again, as we explained, if you see it there early in the morning, late at night, for 3 days, but again, we see in the brisa for the first time, like Rav Yehuda said, that there's an inyan of 3 days. If you see it there for 3 days straight, that's already an indication that it's not a stam animal. That means it's a lost animal, you can return it. And you take it, and then you have to return it. Ramayim shashayit v'nubayim, and now the brisa opens up a whole other halacha. If you see, not that something is lost, but you see something of someone's that's going to get ruined. So in this case, you see a flood coming, and it's going towards a person's field. And you could do something to protect their field. You can build a dam, or you can redirect the water. You can go ahead, you're supposed to, to protect someone's property. So now we see a new halacha we haven't seen yet, that Hashavas Aveda is not just returning something to someone. Hashavas Aveda is also protecting someone's existing property. Many Mefarshim say this is the makar in all of Shas for the din of mazik. We know we learned in Baba Kama all the din of hezik. But is there an isser to be mazik somebody? Some of Hashem say, yes, that is this halacha of Hashavas Aveda. If you have to return to someone or protect them, then of course you're not allowed to go ahead and damage them. And this is a new halacha. And that halacha, Amar Rava, the pasuk says, the chol avid zachicha, as we said, chintas lechamari, chintas lechamlosir, chintas lechol avid zachicha. What's the chol? The rabbi's avedas karka. 2 points of avedas karka. First of all, Rashi says, it's not like simla, it's not like chamor, it's not like a shor, it's not like a metaltlin. So mechateser is a din by something that's mechobel karka at all to have a din of a shavas aveda. And B, it's not really lost, right? You don't lose a piece of land. A piece of land is not lost. It's just going to get ruined. And still, the Torah says, "Achol aveda zachicha." You have a halachic responsibility to protect it. Amalei Rav Chananya leRava Tani deMaseilach leChayy Rava. I have a brisa that supports you. The brisa says, "Ramaim sheshayt from a bayin, areizer goyed b'fneim." Like we just said, the brisa said that if you see water is coming to flood a field, you should protect the person and build a fence to protect his fields. So you see, it's mamash like Rava that there's a din of a shavas aveda even on karka. Amalei Rava said, "I agree with you, but lav dafka is it a raya." It's not a riot to me. You could explain the brisa, but the ika imrim, we're talking about a case where you're not protecting the field, the ground, you're protecting the crops in the field. So if there's crops there that are already harvested, so it's no different than any other aveda. If it's going to be ruined, you have a halacha to protect it. What would be the chiddush of that? They're still attached to the ground. And if you would say that a ground has no din of a shavas aveda, so maybe crops also that are attached to the ground should have no din of a shavas aveda. And if you assume that a ground does no din of a shavas aveda, so maybe crops attached to the ground also don't. Kamash one that they do, at least the crops attached to the ground, crops do have a din of a shavas aveda. So you have no raya from the brisa, says Rava, to my point. But Lamaisa, Rava says, he does hold it as halacha, that not only do crops attached to the ground, even ground itself does have a din of a shavas aveda. Now we get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you see a chamor or para roe b'tzadeh, then we said it's not aveda. If you see it ratza ben akramim, then it is an aveda. Now those are the two extremes. Right? Walking is not running, and a sada is not krumim. So walking in a sada is two positive things. It's just walking naturally, and it's in a field where it won't get hurt. And running between a krum is two negative things. It's running, and it's in a place where it could get hurt. So what about the middle case? What if it's running in a field? What if it's walking in a kerem? What is halacha in those cases? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. So mahagufa kasha, it's mashmash stira in the halacha. Amrit matzah chamor upar royin baderech etzein zu aveda. Mashmash royin baderech ud laveda. Haratza baderech, it was running on the side of the road, it would be aveda. Or if it was raya ben akramim, if it was browsing and just grazing in the kramim, also that would be aveda, even if it's not running. And I'm a sefer chamar v'kev afuchim parv ratza ben akramim harizu aveda. Mashma only because you have two negative things running between the kramim. Ratza ben akramim davi aveda. Har ratza baderech v'raya ben akramim ain't zo aveda. So what's the halacha in these middle cases? Some rabbi says no problem. We have a pasuk in Iyov, Yagid Olov Re'o. Yagid Olov Re'o means that the Talmud Chacham will talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, will give Musa to the people, but when we make a play on words, Yagid Olov Re'o, that your friend will tell about you, that sometimes in Halacha, we learn one item out from the other. So therefore, says Baya, from the Mishnah, we can learn out what the Halacha is in these cases, meaning, Tana Re'o Baderech, Lehav Aveda, if it's grazing on the side of a road, it's not Aveda. V'u'adil Re'o Benakramim, the Iker is not the Sada. The Iker is Raya. And as long as it's Raya walking naturally and comfortably, we don't assume it's lost whether it's walking in a Sada or whether it's walking in a Kramim. Tana Ratza Ben Akramim, Dabi Aveda, V'odil Ratza Baderech. However, on the other side, if it's running, that seems to be it got away from the owner, so it doesn't make a difference if it's running in a field or running in a Kerem. Either way, it's going to be considered an Aveda. So Abaye is Mechalek between walking and running. Amalei Rava. Rava says, I like the idea what you're trying to do, but I think you're doing it in the wrong direction. Yagad Alavreyo, if you want to see Yagad Alavreyo, so then listening kills of a Koshin in Chamirasa. Then the Mishnah should tell me the more Kal case that you're Chayiv to return it. I know the more Chamer case. Don't tell me the more Chamer case and learn out from there the more Kal case. That makes no sense. Listening, Ratzaba Derech Taviyavid, if it's running on the road, which is a bigger Chiddish that it's an aveda. V'kolshken ratzah ben akramim. So why did it say ratzah ben akramim? And v'lisni re'ah ben akram d'lam aveda. Even if it's walking in the kramim, but since it's walking, grazing, it's not aveda. V'kolshken re'ah ben derech. And the fact that it said the opposite cases, it's mashma the opposite. Elam Rava. Rava says, I'll tell you a different way to learn out what the halach is. Ratzah le'kasha. If it's running, yes, that running itself could be an indication that it's lost. It depends which way it's running. If it's running towards the city, we assume it's running home, and therefore it's not an aveda. If it's running away from the city, then even the running itself, even if it's in a sada, but if it's running away from the city, that itself is an indication that it is lost. And re'ayanami le'kasha. And also when it's grazing, it sort of depends. Meaning, kamavet is gufa, kamavet is karka. Remember, there's two issues here. There could be the animal lost, and there could be it's doing damage to karka. If it's in a krumim, not only is the animal going to get hurt, but the karam itself will get ruined by an animal running around inside a vineyard. So therefore, there might not be a din of hashavas aveda on the animal, but there might be the opposite. A din of hashavas aveda for you to get the animal out of there so that it doesn't ruin the karam. And the bright Rav explains, Kikatoni Raya Baderech Lehavi Aveda, Haraya Ben Akram Havi Aveda. Yes, Raya Ben Aderech is not Aveda. Raya Ben Akramim is an Aveda, but that means Aveda's Karka. You're not worried about the animal. The animal's walking comfortably. The animal's not lost. But if the animal's grazing in a kerem, that's an issue for the kerem. And therefore, you should make sure to get the animal out of there so it doesn't ruin the kerem. But it doesn't necessarily mean even that you have to bring the animal back home to its owner, because the animal's not lost at all. That's be'aveda gufa. That means we're talking about the animal itself. So if it's ratza ben akram, the ratza ben akram miskava. If it's running between the kerem, which has thorns and sharp edges, the animal will get hurt. Then you have to get the animal out of there. But if it's just walking comfortably, the animal's not lost. It's no problem. V'raya ben akramim le'miskava. V'raya ben akramim le'miskava. Says the Gemara, wait a second. V'raya ben akramim need le'miskava. Tepikam shem v'edes karka. But I don't understand. Even if the animal doesn't get hurt, but if it's walking between the kerem, it's going to ruin the kerem. So why don't you have to take the animal out of there because of the kerem? Samba d'kusi. We're talking about with the land. The kerem itself is owned by a guy. If the land's owned by a guy, I don't care if it ruins that. I don't have to worry about that. I only have to worry about the animal. As long as it's not running, I'm not worried it's going to get injured. Samba tepikam shem v'edes gufa l'maisa. If the animal is ruining a goyish property, then the goy is going to come out and kill the animal. To dim a kadalei. Someone, oh, you're right. If this was an issue, you would have a mitzvah to save the animal. We're talking about the asher demasi v'ader kadalei. We're talking about a land, a place where they're not allowed to kill the animal immediately. They have to issue a warning first. So madima asherbe. So maybe they gave a warning. Someone, yasherbe lo yisdarbe v'adi v'adi midasi. You don't have to worry about that, because if the owner received a warning that his animal should not be in a goy's field ruining the vineyard, and the owner wasn't careful, and the owner is then aveda midas, you have no din of a shavas aveda. If someone throws their animal out in a dangerous place, you don't have to save it if he did it on purpose. So therefore, we're coming out according to Rava, running, it depends if you're running towards the city or away from the city, and grazing, it depends. If you're grazing in a kerem, so then we said it's not an issue for the, it could be an issue for the kerem if the kerem is owned by a Jew, but it's not going to be an issue for the animal. If he's running between the kerem, then you have a second issue of he's going to ruin the kerem, and he could also have an issue of ruining the animal. Then the Mishnah said, "Ekziru barcha, ekziru barcha." I'm only aware of Rabban Larava. I don't understand. He said, "You tell me you have to do it many times." But the pasuk says, "Hashav tishivim." So why don't we dash in? Ama ema. Why don't you say, "Hashav is chadazima once, tishivim is treizima." So maybe the pasuk is telling you have to return it twice. But not three times, not four times. I'm like, no, you misunderstood the drasha. Hashev is a field kuf pamim. When the pasuk says hashev, it means you return it even 100 times. It's not the double lashon that we're darshening. The kuf pamim mashva. Teshivim teaches me a whole different halacha. And the other lebesai. That you are allowed to return it, you're supposed to return it to the person's house, meaning that he's aware that you returned it to him. Leginasa chibas meinai. Let's say you find the person's animal running around, and you grab it, and the person's not home, so you just want to put it into his backyard. You put this backyard without telling him. How do you know that's good enough? Tamalamer tishivim. No matter what, as long as you put it back in his chatzar, that's v'shtamer, that's good enough. So mehechidami, I don't understand. Ida mintera, if the chatzar will protect the animal, so pshita. Ida lay mintera, am I? If it's not protected, the animal can get back out, but you haven't done anything. You haven't done a hashava. some of the other the mentor, we're talking about is protected. Of course, you have to put it back in a place that's protected. Question is, do you have to make the owner aware? Remember, if the owner is not aware, he doesn't know how to watch the animal, he doesn't know how to feed the animal, etc. So normally, as the Gemara says, you could do belazer, damar hakol tzrichin das bailim. When you steal an animal, or you take it as a pikadon, as a shomer, and you return it, you have to make sure the owner is aware so he can take care of his animal. Chutz mi'ashavas aveda. By ashavas aveda, the Torah is a special gzeres hakosev, shatara ribsa hashavas harbe, hashav tishivim, that there the gzeres hakosev says you could just put it back in his yard as long as it's protected without the owner having to be able to know about it at all. And that's what this tishivim means. But nechami, hashav by itself means return it, and return it, and return it, and return it, even 100 times. Now that the Gemara darshan this hashav tishivim, the Gemara is going to go out of its way to darshan all the other times we have in the Torah some sort of double verb like that. And what is the Torah teaching me? For instance, it says by the halacha of shiluach hakein, it says shalach haseim v'sabonim tikach loch l'man yitav loch v'arach teyamim. So you should send away the mother, and it says shalach teshalach. Ema shalach chodesim teshalach treisim. So maybe you only have to do it twice. If the mother comes back, you send it away again. If the mother comes back a second time, you don't have to do it a third time, because it's a shalach teshalach twice. So I'm like, no, again, the same drasha. Shaleach means afil me'apamim. You're never allowed to take the chicks unless you send away the mother. Tishmashma. What is tishalach? And the other dvarishus. This is only halacha of shiluach haken when you just want to eat the birds. The dvar mitzvah, if you want the birds for a carbon, or if you want the birds for a tyrus or a tzaira or something like that, how do you know there's still a mitzvah that you cannot take the birds unless you send away the mother? Minayim? Tishalach mikom malkom. That's what tishalach teaches me. Okay, so that's Hashalach Teshalach. Amalei, we are Rabbanu L'Rava, so one of the Rabbanu Beis Medrash at the Rava, we have another pasuk. The pasuk says, Leisisna Zachicha Velvech, you shouldn't hate a fellow Yid. Hoicheach Techeach Es Amisech, you should give him Techocha Velisisa Lofcheda. What does it say? Hoicheach Techeach. So he says, Ve'ema Hoicheach Es Chadazimna, Techeach Es Trezimnis. Maybe again, you give him Techocha twice for whatever affair it is, and that's it, and then you're done. Amalei, no, again. Hoicheach Em Es Afil Kufpamim. Even 100 times, you have to give him, and every time he does that, you have to give him mussar. Techiach means, and the other Rav the Talmud, that a Rav gives techocha to a Talmud. Talmud the Rav minayin. How do you know a Talmud gives techocha to a Rav as well? Talmud lemer hechiach, techiach mi kol makom. So even, yes, if a Talmud sees a rabbi doing an avera, even he has to do it by kavodik, he's doing it the right way, but there is a mitzvah of techocha even from a Talmud to a rabbi. Next pasuk. The pasuk says, and this is one of Dash now, we had the halacha of prika and te'ina, that you're supposed to help somebody load up their animal and stand it up, and if somebody unload their animal. So the pasuk says, the first pasuk we're dashing here is the pasuk in Mishpatim. It says, Kisira chamor senacha revitz tachas masoi, v'chaldalto me'azoiv loy, no, ha'azoiv tazoiv imoi. So it says, azoiv tazoiv. So first of all, what's a double lashon? And the ela balavima. So how do you know? That's only if the owner is helping you, right? Imoy. Shein balavima minayin. How do you know if the owner is not there, that there still is a halacha to help him? Tamalemer, azoiv tazoiv mikol makom. That is a mitzvah, whether the owner is there, whether the owner is not there for whatever reason. We'll see the Gemara, if he refuses to help, that might be different. But as long as the owner is there, you have to help him. Whether the owner is there or not, you have to help him. Azoiv tazoiv. Okay, now about the other pasuk. We have the other pasuk. In Parshas Kiseitze, Loisira Chamor Chicha Ashar Noiflam Aderech V'Salamtem Hakim Tokim Imoy. So in the Ela Balav Imoy, Shem Balav Imoy. Now I mean Tamalim Hakim Tokim Mikom Hakim. Okay, so we have two drushes, one by what's called Prika, one by called Tina. One is unloading the animal, one is loading it back up and helping the animal stand up and walk on its way. In both of them, we have a double lashon to teach me whether the Balav is Imoy or not. You still have a halach. Why do we have to have both these halachas? Basically, they're both the same halacha. You should help someone with their animal. What's making the difference if you're unloading or loading? The chareitz the same halacha. Just say one, you know the other. So much tzvich. Tell you why. The kasach mana prika. If it just said you're supposed to unload the animal, if the animal is suffering and can't move because the packages are too much on it, then there's a mitzvah to unload it because of the mitzvah of tzar balei chayim. And v'kechisar and kiss. You also have a halacha here that the owner is going to be losing money in this situation because the animal is getting hurt. Aval te'ina, when you're loading up the animal, the lav tzar balei chayim, there's no tzar balei chayim when it can't carry the packages, when it's not on there yet. V'loi chesar and kiss, and there's no loss of money per se to the owner, the animal's not getting hurt. Maybe there's no halacha at all of te'ina. So k'ma shmolon, that there's a halacha of te'ina. If the person needs to get going somewhere, you have to help him load him up. V'yeshmin and tina. So why did Torah just write tina? And you would know prika. If you have to help him load it up, for sure you have to help him unload it. V'shun debeschar. That's because by tina, the owner has to. You have a mitzvah to do it, but the owner has to pay you. Of a prika, but prika, when you're unloading the bechinam, there you're not allowed to charge for it. There you have to do it bechinam and maloy sotzricha. So actually, what the Rabbanan learned with the Tanakhama here is understanding is the reason the Torah says both these halachas is dafkas. We'll see to teach you this halacha that loading up the animal you can charge for, but unloading the animal that you have to do without charging at all. Well, the Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, who's going to say, on tomorrow's daf, Damar Aftina Bechina Ma'ikal Memer, he says both of them mean I'll have to charge for. So if both of them mean I'll have to charge for, why is the Torah write both? Saying, so, well, you're right. Reb Shimon Le'misai Mikro. Reb Shimon says the point said a very interesting thing. If you read these two psukim, it's not really clear from the pasuk, each pasuk by itself, whether we're talking about loading up or unloading. Read the pasuk. The pasuk says, Ki Sira Chamor Soinacha Revitz Tachas Ma'asoi. So it's roivitz the chadaltim azoyv le azoyv tazoyv. Does that mean azoyv tazoyv to help him load up, or azoyv tazoyv to unload him? And the same thing in the second pasuk. In kiseitze kisira chamor shechichad noiflim baderech v'salam tibiam hakim takim. Does that mean to load up, or does that mean he fell down and the packages are stuck and you have to help him unload? So if you just had one pasuk, you wouldn't necessarily know if we're talking about loading or unloading, and you would think we're talking about unloading because that is a bigger halacha of tzar bali chayim, but maybe loading there is no halacha, so the Torah has to write both psukim. That's where Shimon darshes. But both of them you do bechinam. So I mean, lama in the michtav hani tarti, v'lama in the michtav aveda. So the halacha of Hashavas aveda, the halacha of prika vatino, those are all halachas related to you helping out a fellow yid in his financial situation, either finding his lost object, returning it to him, helping him loading up his animal, helping unloading his animal. What do we need all these halachas for? The Torah just says, Hashavas Aveda, Hashavas Aveda, just like we said it included Mazik, it should also include Pre-Kantina by itself. So I'll tell you what. Tzricha, Dikas Rachman Hanitarti, Mishum the Tzara Demora Isa, Tzara Dido Isa. By the case of Pre-Kantina, the owner is suffering. He's suffering some that he's stuck and he can't load or unload his animals by himself. And there's Tzara to the animal. Of Aveda, the Tzara Demora Isa, Tzara Dido Lesa, by an Aveda, the owner is suffering financially, he lost his object, but there's nothing wrong with the animal. The animal's fine, the animal's just wandering around. Aim a lot. So therefore you would say there's no din of Hashavas Aved. V'yashmin Aved, if you told me the din of Hashavas Aved, mishum de lesa lamar ba'da. You have to return the lost animal because the owner doesn't know where it is, so you better give it back to him. Ava hari taiti by prika and te'ina, the isa lamar ba'da, the owner's there. So maybe it's not your problem, it's the owner's problem. Let him figure out how to do it. Let him hire workers. So therefore the Torah goes out of its way to tell me that no, there's a mitzvah. Whether you have to do a pechinam, do a peschar, that we discussed. But lamai said there is a mitzvah, even when the owner is there, you have a mitzvah to help him out. Continuing the mar with other types of drushes. The pasuk says, "Oy be'eva hiko biyadei v'yamois." If someone murders somebody, "Moisu mas hamake reitzeachu goel adam yamos reitzeach v'pigai bois." You have a din of misa on a reitzeach, and the halacha of misa is b'sayif. Okay, so why is a mois yamos? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. And the misa ksuba boy, which is saif, is supposed to be killed with a sword. Rashi says you're on a boat and you don't have a sword. You can kill him any way you want. You can throw him off the boat. You can drown him. He's a ritzach. Whatever kind of misa you want is good enough, but the evidence at least. So mois yumas teaches me that halacha that you have to kill him anyways. Whether this is a din in actual chiyuv miso, it's a din of biarta rami kerbecha. You have to get rid of someone who's bad anyways. That's debatable in the mafarshim. But either way, if someone has a chiyuv miso, you're supposed to kill him. And it's not ma'akiv if you do the actual miso bezdin that you're supposed to give. Another drasha similar is hake taki. It says by Irni Dachas, hake taki is yeshri here, he lefi charv. You're supposed to mitzvah the chadchila is to kill them with a sword. Why is it hake taki? And the other bako ksuva ben with a sword. Minayin shemiyata yachal amisa bako, you can't hit them with a sword. Ha ksuva ben shata rashad ha-kos b'chol ha-kos shata yachal. Drop a bomb on them and that's fine too. Tamalem hake taki mikom bakom. So therefore we see that double drasha. Next Pasuk says, Hoshev Toshev Esa Ovid Kevaya Shemesh. When you take a mashkin from somebody, you're supposed to return it to him at night. Veshacha Besamlasis, he could sleep with his begodim. Evrachto Lachoti at Sokov Ne Hashem Aleikecha. So why say Hoshev Toshev? And Lashem Mashkana Bushos Bezdin. If Bezdin went ahead and took the mashkin for you, Mashkana Shalebushos Bezdin Minayin, how do you know if even Bezdin was not involved? then you still have a din of Ashava. So Tamalim Hashiv Tashu Mikomakum. So now we're going to quote a whole, there's a few different psukim in the Torah that all talk about the same idea of a mashkin. So the first one is Hashiv Tashiv. The Kiddush is, even if it wasn't Bezin who took the mashkin, even if you took it by yourself, still you have a lacha of returning it to him when he needs it. Next pasuk says, they were dashing im chavol tachpol samus ve'echad baya shemesh tishiv enoloi. When you take a mashkin, again you should return it. We'll see why you need the double two psukim for the same aloch. What does it mean chavol tachpol first? And the other shemashkan ebershus. If you asked him for a mashkin, he gave you a mashkin. Mashkan shemeshus minan. How do you know if you just grabbed one? That also there's a din there. And forget shemeshus bezdin. Stam. That you took it. Tamulemer chabal tachbol. No matter what, however you got the mashkin, you have to return it to him when he needs it. Vani trei kolam lamali. Why do we need all these different sukkim that a mashkin you have to return? Chaluk suksyam vechaluk suslayla. Whether you're taking his day clothes, you return it to him when he needs it during the day. You take his night clothes, you need it to him, returns it at night. Either way, there's a halacha that you have to let him use the mashkin. Pasach tiftach. Another drasha. The pasuk says, when you're giving tzedakah, ki pasach tiftach esyod chaloi v'havei tavitenu demach sarayah sheikh saloi. You should open up your hands to lend money to an ani. Why is it pasach tiftach? And the aniyah ircha, local aniyah. L'aniyah yiracher sminayin, if the local aniyah don't need, or for whatever reason you're supporting, you want to give tzedakah, someone asks you from another city, tamalar pasach tiftach mikom makom, even to another city is a mitzvah. Nasa in Titin, the Pasuk says, Nasa in Titin loy v'le'er levavcha besitcha loy ki beglal adavar azeh yivracha Hashem alaykecha. It says you shouldn't hold back money because you're worried it's going to get canceled during Shemitah. Rather, you should give him what he needs. And then matam aruba, if you give him a lot. Matanamu ete es minayin. I know you can't afford a lot. Can't afford enough to give him something significant. But you can give him a little bit. Haman nasa in Titin v'kamakum. Tztaka is even a small amount. Another halach, we said by an Eved Ivri, when an Eved Ivri finishes working by you, after a number of years, you have to give him what's called hanako, you have to give him a present. Is that present a tzedakah-oriented issue, or is that present a schar-oriented issue for the work he did? Debatable, but there's a halach of giving him a present. So while he was working in your house, the house was very successful, so you have to give him a tana. Let's say, Nebuch, while this poor Eved was working in your house, things were not good, and you didn't make a good profit. So the Eved didn't really help you much. It's Tamar Leimer, Hanek, Tanik, Kilomak, we still have to give him a present, which indicates it's not a schar issue, it's a tzedakah issue. He's leaving, starting his life all over again, you have to give him these presents. So Elazim Yaakov Taka argues, and he says you only give him matanas if he actually, the bias was Nizbarach, if not, not. So according to him, what is Hanek Tanik? So it says about Dibratarik Lashmi Adam. Sometimes the Torah speaks like people speak in the times, and sometimes that's a Lashon people use to say, like we translated, surely you should. You say it with emphasis. Have Tavitenu. The Pasuk says, Ki Pasoech Tichtach Le'ayot Chalei, which we dashed before, Vahave Tavitenu, which means you should lend, all things being equal, if the Ani refuses to take Tztaka, you lend him money and then you don't collect it from him, like Ki'ilu. You say you're taking a mashkin, so it's sort of like Alva, but really, you don't end up collecting it. Why is he Have Tavitenu? And the other Shein Lo'i Vani writes Lesfanis. He has no money, he doesn't want to take Tztaka, so then the mitzvah is to Ki'ilu give him a loan. Amar Achmona Tenlo Derech Alva. Yesh Lo'i Vani writes Lesfanis. That's he has plenty of money. He just says, he's a miser. I'm not spending my money on my family and my kids and anything. I'm starving. Give me tzedakah. But you said you have $1 million in the bank. Go spend your own money. Tanakama says, there's still a mitzvah to lend him money. And that's why it's Havei Tavitenu. For whatever reason, he's a little bit crazy. He refuses his own money. You should give him money from you. Give it to him derech halva. Well, if Shimon, but according to Shimon, he says, no. He says, if the guy has his own money, there's no mitzvah to give him anything. Not a tzedakah, not a loan. So why is it Habe Tavitenu? Lamali Dibatara Kaloshan Bineyadam. Sometimes again the Torah repeats itself. That's the way people speak to give emphasis. We said in the Mishnah, your bottom and asela, yermatan lisela, and I say schar kopil. So a person does not have to lose money when he's spending time for a Shabbos Aveda. Okay, but if a person's a lawyer and he's making $1,000 an hour, that doesn't mean that he can charge $1,000 an hour when he goes to return a lost object. First of all, as we'll see, it's very clear, you never do this if it's going to be worth more, if the money you're going to charge is more than the object is worth. If you find a book that's worth $5, you're not going to be able to tell the guy, I took off a day of work, you owe me $1,000 for a $5 book. That's clear. We said, you're never collecting more than the object is worth. That's clear. But here we say you could collect at least what you lost up to the value of the object. Now, what does that mean if you lost? So Mishnah said, it's not your full value. And the Noi says, schar kapoil bottle. What does that mean? Rash, the Gemara explains. Noi says, schar kapoil my kapoil bottle. And my body kapoil bottle, shall oisim lach at the bottom. Not someone who's not working at all. Meaning, if you would work very hard, you can make $1,000 an hour. If you work a less effort, you can make $600 an hour. And here you're working less effort, right? Instead of working whatever you're working in the fields, now you're just looking around to find the owner of this lost object. In that case, says the Gemara, you only get paid the lower amount. So instead of making $1,000 an hour, now you could have made $500. Even now you're not making, so we pay you the $500. Again, up to and only the value. However, the Mishnah said, if there's a Bezdin there, you can go to Bezdin and say, no, I don't want to get paid the lower value. I want to get the higher amount. Or the Mefarshim say, or if the owner agrees, that's worth as well. Again, never more than the value of the object itself. But you could say, I insist that I get paid my full value because I'm not the kind of person who's going to take off a day of work at all. So Isav Rav Safra, Avad Iskibay Dadi, these two Talmidim did a business deal together. Also, Rav Safra, Paul Glibli, died to the Isser. So he went and he dissolved the partnership without asking permission. Bapi betray made sure there was aid in there who saw that he did it fairly. Also, came to Rabbi Avuna. Amalei zil icy tlos the plug medayu. He said, "That's nice that you did it in front of two people. Do you have a bezdin? If you have a bezdin, you can get away with this. But without a bezdin, you can't." Inami shrei megad tlos. Or if you want to bring two aidim, but it has to be two that were members of the bezdin who did this. You need to have a bezdin. Vinami trei sadi a plug bapi tlos. Or at least bring two other aidim who saw that there was a bezdin, but you need a bezdin. And you can't just do it, stop. Where'd you get this halacha from? This not. We had in the Mishnah, we said you need to have a bezdin. Rashi says, Alma ein koyach lahafker mamon zeitzel zebet pachas mishlaisha. If you want to move money from one person to the other to negotiate a deal like this without the other side there, and bezdin has to be able to determine if it's fair, it's not enough to have edim. You have to have a bezdin. Someone let me tell me, what's that after our case? Hasa mefek reminded me how you might have been a bezdin. Where the guy says, I'm not going to return the aveda unless I get paid full amounts. You need a bezin to determine that it's the right amount, etc. Over here, I'm not taking from him. I own 50% of this deal. He owns 50% of the deal. I'm taking my part. I have aveda to make sure I'm not cheating him. But I'm not taking his money. I'm taking my money. Teda, this not. Almana mecher shle b'fnei bezin. Almana, who needs to collect her nezainis from nixei yisaimim, she can sell stuff without a bezin. Right, as long as you have edim that it's done fairly, that's good enough because it's her money. What are you talking about? We learned over there. When it says she doesn't need a bezdin, it's not true. She needs a bezdin. She doesn't need a bezdin of mumchin. She does need at least a bezdin of a yaitis to make sure that it's being done properly. And therefore, here also, when you're splitting up a partnership, you can't just have edim. You actually have to have a bezdin. So you need a bezdin to split up a partnership. And for sure, in our case, you need a real bezdin to determine that when you agree beforehand to return the Aveda that you're doing it at a fair price. Unconfirmed.